This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The question is just that. Very simple. We want to know what's on your mind today on any and all topics. Can we help in some way? Can we get an answer for you? Is something in need of some sunlight, some sunshine, a little disinfectant? Blow the whistle. We're happy to do that as well.
Disinfectant?
That's what sunshine is. Light.
Oh, okay.
You shine a little light on something, you know, you clean it up, the whole deal. Sure, yes. Of course, absolutely.
So, what's in your mind? Lysol for the radio. Okay.
I guess that works, yeah. It doesn't, a catchy phrase.
Trademark name, we probably can't use that, but we get the point.
The catchiest phrase.
Think of it as radio disinfectant.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Anyway, welcome to the program. That's Todd the Radio God Mitchell right there. I'm Scott Hannon, and we're ready to go to work for you here today on the program. Governor Doug Burgum is going to join us next hour. We'll have him for a couple of segments, half hour. So any questions you have for the governor, I'd get those in right away. We've got a couple of questions already inquiring about the higher ed task force and some of the work. It looks like the recommendations, the consensus of sorts from the diversion task force came out last night. But a lot of ground to cover with the governor. Look forward to the conversation coming up today on the program. And welcome, certainly, what you'd like to chat about as well. We do Safety Talk monthly here on the program, and I enjoy that a great deal because not often can you dedicate time to a subject that is life-saving. And that is one that is, in fact, life-saving. So I always enjoy that. That'll be coming up on the program. Chuck Claremont and Jane Wick will join us today on the program. This hour, whatever is on your mind, 800 That's the toll-free part. 228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. So you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Those are the two numbers to join us. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And there is also the text thing. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or 701-367-2054. Our friends from Delta Constructors give us a chance to celebrate our callers. We had a lot of great feedback on our Frank Friday. Do you remember the Frank Friday we did? If you missed it, I have a little compilation here of some of your comments on Frank Friday, which was very fun. And really every day is Frank Friday, but you know, when we actually say, hey, here's what we're going to do, it jogs people a little bit, I think, to engage, as you did on Friday, which was fantastic. One call does it all to our friends at Delta as well. DeltaConstructors.net. You call Eric and the crew over there at Delta, and the job's done. It's like pushing the easy button. I mean, if you're out there on the well site and you have a multitude of things to accomplish in a short period of time to do it, boy, can you get things done with the help of Delta. That's what they're all about, and they're working for a lot of the major oil companies right now. Their number, if you want to talk directly with Eric about this, is 406-250-8151. Everything from flow lines, setting your pump jacks. I mean, they do E&I services. They do temporary flaring services. They do electrical and mechanical design. DeltaConstructors.net brings you this hour of What's on Your Mind. And here's a little compilation of some of the fun we had on Friday. Maybe give you some ideas to talk about today on Frank Friday.
A vote for Roy Moore is a vote for the Make America Great Again agenda, and I would much rather have that regarding, even if he was a pervert, anything to keep a raging open borders liberal out of the Senate.
I honestly, at this point, I have no idea which news is true. I'm so sick of polls because we can't believe polls anymore. I don't even know what the truth is about things anymore. I watch Fox News just because, obviously, they lean the way I do. But aside from that, there's no other outlets to go to. I am truly a confused person trying to stay current but fail miserably because I don't even know who to trust.
I am just kind of wondering about that medical marijuana and why is it taking so long when people are suffering to get it going, you know?
Which reminds me, we need to schedule an answer for that particular listener as well. But I did come up on the program Friday, and maybe Nolan's already working on that. It could be. But there's just some of your comments, and thank you for that. DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all to them, and one call to all us does it as well. A lot of ground to cover today. The terrorist attack in New York City. Did you see why he picked that spot? He picked that spot because there was a lot of Christmas decorations there, and it offended him. Meanwhile, this cleric now. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. A cleric. I have the audio. We'll play in a bit here of the cleric saying that saying Merry Christmas is worse than fornication. What? Yes. Drinking alcohol.
Wow.
And killing someone. That's the actual
quote. Okay, I haven't done that, but the
other one. Do we have that? I believe we have that. And you can actually hear it. And, of course, the Roy Moore race is today as well. I'm really sick and tired of the pompous, sanctimonious, folks who think they know better on that front, too. This is Alabama's Senate race. It's not up to us. From the very moment all these allegations started swirling, I don't know who to believe. I honestly don't know who to believe. How could you at this point? But it doesn't matter if I believe it or not. Doesn't matter if I reject it or not. It's up to Alabama. Certainly they know every allegation, chapter and verse. Now they can decide. No different than it was about Donald Trump. Look what they said about Donald Trump. Continue to say about Donald Trump. And the American people said either I don't believe it or even with those flaws, I don't care. He's going to go fight for me on the matters that are important. The ultimate jury is the voter. They get to decide. And there's been no due process for anybody in all of these. So you've got to decide who you believe. I actually think we ought to have some due process. Anyway, a couple things on my mind. Welcome what's on yours. And again, welcome questions for the governor who will be here next hour, too, by text or email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text 367-2054 for me or 226-8503 for Todd. Best thing you can do is do just what John in Detroit Lakes has done, and that's pick up the phone and dial 701-258-0550. John, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I have not been listening to your show because of a change in my life, but I recently was gone and didn't get a chance to read the newspaper for a while, and I picked up a pile of newspapers, and on the 28th, the forum on the front page had a thing that said, House tax plan could be devastating for grad students. And I thought, well, okay. And it was just one of those things where they were trying to slam the tax plan. They would pay taxes on the value of tuition. And in the thing it said, this student may be forced to drop out of school if the house plan goes through. Well, okay, that sounded terrible and so on, so I decided to read it. And there should be something done about higher ed in North Dakota if all of the statements in this thing are true. The school, NDSU, is where this guy goes to school, and it says that he works 20 hours a week. It says that he has housing, food, and health insurance, which are required, and he has no money to go out for dinner, no money to do anything. We are meant to feel sorry for this guy. But they look further, or I look further in his budget and find out he sends $800 home to Bangladesh because his family has no income. So of the money that he earns as a student grading tests or whatever for a professor, we're keeping his family in Bangladesh alive. And that money comes out of NDSU's pocket. But because he works the great 20 hours a week for some professor who doesn't want to grade tests, he gets his grad school paid for. So his tuition is waived, which is an $18,000 a year bill if he were paying as a North Dakota resident would pay. Now we find out there are, at NDSU, there are 1,100 out of the 2,500 grad students that are graduate assistants. And at UND, there are 575 out of 2,800 that are grad assistants. And there are none at MS or Morehead. If you take that number, the $18,000 a year at the 1,100 that get free education because they work 20 hours or thereabouts for a professor, that's $19.8 million that NDSU is giving to somebody, and in this case, students from Bangladesh, where, as an example, my son went to NDSU and worked 40 hours a week.
Hang on one sec, John. Just hang on a sec, John. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break. Okay, don't go away, folks. More on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Botineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at hot spring spas and pool tables too. You should be too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine, and you can get yours only at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. Hot Spring hot tubs really are every day made better.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too?
If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table. You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and look for the duck.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Christmas spirit around here, so much so our friends at MyPillow said, Scott, the buy one get one deal is back. But you know what? We're gonna let your listeners do something extra special. When they buy one, they'll get one like everybody else, but we'll also give one on their behalf. So how's that for an extra warm and fuzzy for the Christmas season? I think it's fantastic. And anything on their website is up to 50% off If you go to MyPillow.com, the MyPillow mattress, mattress topper, the bed, the body pillow, they have actually a bed they send you. There's all these comfort layers and adaptive layers and a support layer with like five individual zones for targeted body support, comfort zone, all of that. The Go Anywhere pillow is fabulous. Travel pillow is fantastic. The first pillow, the bolster pillow, the ThermoShield pillow top mattress cover. The first pillow is actually the very first of its kind. Kid-sized pillow gives children ages 3 to 8 supportive, washable comfort that you love about MyPillow. There's a MyPillow for pets. Our dogs love it. We have it in front of the fireplace now. They love it. All of that up to 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with John in Detroit Lakes. More of your calls welcome to here at 258-0550. Emails welcome studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or your text to Todd, 226-8503. Or to me at 367-2054. So, John, first of all, I really applaud the fact that you dug into the story. You sunk your teeth into it. I have to be honest. For one, I love holding a newspaper in my hand. It's just something I don't know. It reminds me of my dad. He could not get up, grab the paper, and just absorb it, you know? And I just don't have the time for that. So when I go, I tend to say, I don't want to throw them because I want to get through them. And now if I just rarely do. And if I do, I would have gotten to the part of, you know, grad students say the sky is falling, because they're going to be taxed on something that they're getting in the way of income, which seems to me to be duh. If you get something of value, you generally are taxed on it. Right now they're exempted and they're whining. They want it differently. They've not made the case to me that it should remain the way it is. And certainly the example you laid out to say, well, I need to send money home to Bangladesh. That's not a taxpayer of North Dakota problem. And that's not a taxpayer of the U.S. problem. That's a family problem for that individual that maybe you take on a second job. Maybe you leave school sooner and go out and get a different job. I mean, that is not a taxpayer problem. So you uncovered all of that in this and have done some interesting math on it as well. What do you want to know from? We have Mark Kennedy, the president of UND, is going to join us on Thursday. He actually, Peter Johnson, who was a longtime University of North Dakota employee, is guest hosting the program for me. I'll be gone Thursday and Friday, and so I'm thinking we can maybe get some answers on this. What would you like us to ask them?
Well, at this point, just between UND and NDSU, there's $30 million worth of, at the numbers that are in this article, these aren't numbers that I'm coming up with. This is just on the face of what this article reads. There are $30 million in these waivers between those two universities. And that is North Dakota money in my mind. And the last paragraph of this article says universities could increase the graduate students' pay to make up for the higher taxes. But this would be difficult in an era where higher education tuitions are facing budget cuts. NDSU has implemented a 17% budget cut for 17 through 19. All right. If we're cutting budgets because we can't handle it, why are we worried about losing a graduate student who is sending most of the money he's earning and getting a free education? It just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, my kids worked 40 hours a week or more and ended up with student debt after college. And no matter how much a parent tries to help, there's still costs that are unbelievable. This guy obviously isn't getting any help from home. So he's sending it home, and we still think that he's more important than our local North Dakota people. And if you look at NDSU's 2,500 grad students, and 1,100 of them are not paying tuition, it appears to me that the grad student program could live with a few less if they were paying their fair share instead of 2,500 grad students where only 1,400 of them are paying tuition. Why not have the 1,400 and then have a few exceptional ones in the rest of it that gets certain things. But I don't know how they justify having a budget of $45 million if you just take the literally this math, and I don't have any idea what the budget is, and have 19.8 of it come for free. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But
no, you've raised some very good points, John, and what we're going to do is do a compilation of your question and your analysis on this and to share it both with Congressman Kramer tomorrow. I don't know what's going to be in the final bill. I'll ask him because this is in one version but not the other, and I forget which. I think it's in the House version but not the Senate version, so it would come out of committee. It may or may not come out of committee with this in it, number one. Number two, we'll ask President Kennedy kind of your thoughts on, is this cost worth it? And is there not another way to do this and make sure that gets asked on Thursday? Appreciate you calling them, though.
Well,
okay?
And the other thing, though, from the standpoint of the tax bill, in reality, this is not going to cost. This came up the other day at your show when I was going to try and get in. Whoever you were talking to said, this isn't going to affect any of these students because there's enough of a break for the low income in the new tax bill. They wouldn't be paying taxes anyway. And it's just low enough numbers that they're not going to be paying taxes. I mean, if they read the tax bill, so what I'm upset about probably as much as NDSU is the forum for putting this on and making people just read the highlights or the headlines and think that the tax bill's bad. I mean,
this is where newsrooms have a big blind spot. See, because their automatic go to is to in their mind, see, this is why the Trump tax bill, those evil Republicans are bad news. They go find stories they think, and as you pointed out, I mean, I think the sunshine that we've directed at this tells people, why were we paying this in the first place? Was this a good investment of taxpayer dollars? This needs to have some attention. But whatever, they're doing it because they think it makes Republicans look bad. How about finding who's going to benefit from it? Or at least do one of each. You know, that's how they operate, John. That's how they operate. I mean, that just tells you what you need to know about newsrooms. That is, they are inherently built on bias, period. And are there good people in newsrooms? Yes. Are there good reporters that go in it apolitical and want to just tell a story? Yes. But they're swamped. They're overwhelmed by the system, by the way of thinking, by the far majority of others. It is what it is. You only need to look at the ultimate product to know what I've said is absolutely 100% true. Just is. But John, you dug into a story unlike anything I've ever done, and that's why I do love when I do take the time to do it, because you can find so many examples just to say, what? I don't think the majority of people take the time to do it like John did it, but I'm glad you did. So stay tuned next couple of days. We'll get you some answers on those questions, hopefully, and if you don't get the answers you're looking for, you call right back, okay? Challenge these folks. You bet. Thank you, John. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. 258-0550. Call us.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather, emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Wow, isn't you like Christmas music, Pat?
It's a whole new Christmas I've never dealt with before.
Yeah, well, I maybe erred when I asked the millennials in the place to find some Christmas music, you know, because they don't exactly come up with Andy
maybe
Williams.
Maybe you and I need to get with the times, I guess, or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Back on What's on Your Mind, we do wish you and yours a Merry Christmas. And CJ's on the phone from DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors here today. DACDiesel.com to find out more about what they're doing. Merry Christmas, CJ. Tell us what's happening today.
Hey, Scott. Well, I want to just, you know, remind everybody what we do down here as far as engine overhauls, especially for the big truck owners. You know, the one thing is, you know, a lot of places, you know, a lot of people, you know, if they own a truck, a lot of times they have longevity in mind. How can I keep my truck running down the road, you know, maximum life out of it? Or I want to keep this truck forever, you know, and they might be in a position where they need an engine overhaul. I want to remind everybody that I offer the best warranty out there. There is nobody that offers a better warranty than me. And not only that, I will also save everybody a lot of money, typically anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 on an engine overhaul. So not only are you saving a ton of money on your overhaul, but you're also getting the best warranty out there. So it's one of those things. How can you beat that? It's really tough to beat, you know, something like that. And then also when it comes to any of the other engine work, you know, whether it's maintenance or, you know, you do have a failure, but you don't need an engine overhaul. You know, of course, we do all that here too, also.
Give them a call, folks. They'll get the job done. They do it right. DACDiesel.com for more details. Or what's the best number to call you at, CJ?
You can call me at 701-210-0888. That is my cell. Or you can call me at 701-258-5011, which is my office number.
Sounds good. CJ, Merry Christmas. Talk to you again soon.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. 800-228-0550 to answer the question, what's on your mind? Governor Doug Burgum coming up top of next hour. And we're going to tell you what's planned for the North Dakota Safety Council's annual meeting coming up in a few months. They do a great job. Got an update on safety talk coming up later on in the program. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind. I promise to play audio of a cleric who has said that Merry Christmas is offensive to Muslims. We know the bomber yesterday who had the suicide vest said he picked the spot he did below the transit station in a subway station there because there were so many Christmas decorations here. And a little further explanation leads to this. Listen close.
And you say Merry Christmas, saying congratulations on your false religion, congratulations on your false understanding of life. You are congratulating them on the most evil of shirk and kufr. And as Ibn Qayyim said, this is worse than fornication and drinking alcohol and killing someone.
That's right. Saying Merry Christmas is worse than fornication, drinking alcohol, or killing someone.
I always knew I was a sinner, but holy cow.
Don't let him be the judge of that, Todd. What do you think of that, folks? One texter says, Merry Christmas, Mark Ahmed, deal with it. Yeah, well, I don't think many people are going to change their story as a result of that. Another texter says, since New Yorkers have become so skilled at snuffing out terrorists, according to what Governor Cuomo said, how about no more taxpayer-funded bodyguards for politicians who support chain migration? Interesting. Leon Wishick, next on the phones. At 258-0550, you're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the tax plan. I haven't heard much mentioned yet about two parts in our tax code right now. One, I believe it's called alternative minimum income, and the other's alternative minimum tax. And both of them are really an unfair type situation. And the alternative minimum income, and I believe that's the name of it, but I could be wrong on that, where you get a refund for taxes you never paid. And that is where a graduate student would really be upset, because suddenly he'd have $18,000 put onto his income that would count against the refund he's going to get on taxes he never paid. And I haven't heard that addressed in the taxes. And then the other one is alternative minimum tax, where people who have, they pay extra taxes above and beyond their bracket. And usually small businesses that have been really frugal and not gone out and spent a lot of money that they don't have, so they don't have deductions. And I haven't heard that one addressed either. And both of them bother me, because I don't think they're fair, either way is a fair tax or a fair refund for that matter.
You know, you've asked good questions, and I've heard of all of those, you know, in one version or the other of the bill. They're working on that right now. Maybe, Nolan, we should schedule another one of our tax experts. I know we talked about possibly doing that tomorrow ahead of Congressman Kramer's question. He'll be here tomorrow for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kramer is also doing a Facebook Live event tonight, and I tell this to our listeners that might be interested in taking this in, or, you know, if you know folks that are not able to participate in the program and we have Congressman Kramer on during the day, they're doing a talk radio. It's like a Talk Radio Town Hall, but it's a live Facebook Town Hall. Tonight at 7:15 for Congressman Kramer. So Chris Berg from Point of View, the television show that airs on West Dakota Fox and KX4 that you heard me talk about before and participate in, is hosting that on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/POV for Point of View, POV now, you'll be able to participate in that tonight and answer questions. So 7:15 tonight. But Lee, good questions, and we'll effort some answers for you on all of the above, okay?
And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. Yes, I mean that in the nicest non-kind of want to kill you fornication drinking alcohol way, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you as well, Lee. My gosh, isn't it unbelievable? Isn't it unbelievable? No, it's not. It's not unbelievable at all. It is actually perfectly predictable. Perfectly predictable. Yeah, exactly right. Emailer, texter rather, says, I believe we need to put into law that if you want to accuse someone of something, you have to go to a two-day interview and go under a lie detector test with sodium pentothal. What the heck is that? Pentothal. To make sure you're, I don't want to know, I don't think. Sodium and pentothal doesn't exactly give me warm and fuzzies, Todd. Anybody want to look that up for me? Find out what that is. But anyway, so you get the lie detector test, you get the sodium pentothal or whatever it is to make sure you're telling the truth. Then if you lie, you get a tattoo on your forehead, liar. And by the way, liar is in all caps, L-I-A-R, liar. 1 year in prison, community service, and 1 year restitution to that person you are accusing.
You're going to have the tattoo industry lobbying for that one big time, because that would be a big boom to their industry.
Let's see how many go away. I would say, thank you for the text, by the way, and for listening, then I'll just start with due process. You have a rather extreme idea, but I'd say this about Al Franken, whom I loathe as a United States senator. Love him as a human being as I would anybody and everybody, because that's what we're called to do. Love, L-O-V-E. That's why they call Todd Dr. Love. See, he doesn't judge anyone. He doesn't say anything ill about anyone. He's the love machine, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about that before. Is there a Christmas version of the love machine? I should try and find that. Anyway, but Todd gets it right. The rest of us, you know, we fall. We're sinners. We don't get it right. Todd, he's got it right.
I get it right?
Yeah. So my point is, I love Al Franken as a fellow human being. Yes. We're supposed to love him up. Love everybody. That's, by the way, I think the hardest commandment, right? Because, you know, loving your family is not hard. Loving your the people you're around the most that mean the most to you, that's not hard. Loving your enemies, loving anyone, that's tough. So anyway, Al Franken, very tough for me to love him, but I'm called to do it, okay? So I love him. But I'm saying this because I think the precedent that has been set from him leaving, and I think there's enough evidence to believe something was wrong, but there was not due evidence. And I think, for instance, Heidi Heitkamp and the pack of Democratic senators that jumped on the bandwagon of he's got to go. I forget who came out for it. Kristen Gillibrand from New York. Somebody comes out and says, I think you got to resign. And then it was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, dozens. And Heidi Heitkamp got in the middle of that pack, right? Why did she do that? Did she do it because the seventh accuser was a more credible story than 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? By the way, the seventh accuser of Al Franken is not known to anyone. It's an anonymous staffer. How would you like to lose your job from someone anonymously saying something, and you don't even have the benefit of knowing who's accusing you? I'm telling you, folks, that's dangerous.
Wait, so you're defending Al Franken. Okay. Well, the ACLU once defended Rush Limbaugh, so why not?
Yeah, and my point is this. I'm not defending Al Franken because I like him. Well, I do love him. But I don't like his politics. I don't like what he stands for. I think the Senate will be a better place without him. I'm saying put yourself in that. Remove Republican, Democrat, whatever, and say, can you imagine doing something? In his case, he was elected to do. And I think the reason Al Franken is gone is because Heidi Heitkamp and everyone else wanted this story against Roy Moore and a story against Donald Trump. And they want the same standard applied to them. That's pretty dangerous, folks. That's all I'm saying. That's pretty dangerous. So the staff here didn't give me an answer on the sodium thing, but a listener did. That's so typical of our fine audience. Evidently, sodium pentothal is a truth drug.
Pentothal.
Yeah, however, I'm probably butchering it. Probably am. Texter says, why don't you ever get to have a fit about what's offensive to us Christians? I'd say the killing of thousands of innocent people is pretty darn offensive. I think you can have a fit. Go ahead. I've had many fits. You know how many people die because they're Christian?
Too many.
And a lot of them don't make the headlines. Because it's not in New York City. It's all around the globe. And not many politicians get their undies in a bunch over that. I don't know why, but they ought to. It's a huge number. The religious persecution, off the charts. And by the way, some of it came at the hands of Obamacare, of forcing you to set your beliefs aside. Obamacare. Barack Obama's administration. Can't make this up. Happening. All right. Last chance to get your calls, questions, and comments in on anything. A couple of questions have come in for Governor Burgum. Thank you. We'll take more of those. She'll join us after the top of the hour news, but we have one more segment to find out what's on your mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They call me back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
Welcome to every Christmas song you've never heard before. At least you can't say, oh, quit playing the same old Christmas songs over and over, because we're not doing that.
I think I need to get involved in the Christmas music selection process a little more heavily in the future.
What, you don't play these in church, Scott? Come on.
No, well, I did say, you know, we wanted some up-tempo Christmas music, you know. So, there you go. Traditional is fine, but I'm assuming some traditional is coming as well.
So you just said up-tempo. Of course. These are up-tempo. Yeah. If that's the only criteria you gave us to work with.
I didn't say... Absolutely no rap, but I did notice one rap song made it in there yesterday, which makes me want to hurl. Hearing rap Christmas music is like the Muslim cleric hearing Merry Christmas. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It's the same as Nell. Never mind. All right, back to the calls. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Your text welcome to 367-2054 or 226-8503. Texas says President Trump gives a weekly update on YouTube. Has since taking office, just search Trump Weekly News, Weekly Address, Trump Weekly Address. I've seen that, actually. I think they call it Real News. It's kind of funny. Frank in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. What's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. This is Frank, and that uranium deal that Russia is supposed to get 20% of our uranium mining capabilities or something. Have you ever heard what the United States of America got for that, how much we got paid?
No, I've not. We dug into that a little bit as far as following the trail as to how it was approved. And, you know, I've heard people defend it by saying there were all these different layers and the Secretary of State was just one person on this committee. But I haven't heard what we got for such a wonderful deal.
Yeah,
what did we get?
I don't know. We hear that the Clinton Foundation got 140 some million into it at that time, but I don't think America got anything. But if you could find out, and I think Robert Mueller was one of the people on that sign-off that's investigating Trump, and I asked our congressional people here in South Dakota, and they've not got an answer back to me, and I also suggested to them that they come up with a bill that selling our national defense particles or uranium be something that they just can't do. Eight people just can't sign off on it. And I don't know if they'll do anything about it, but I suggested that they make a bill to stop that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's another one for Congressman Kramer. I wonder where we're at. Where's the congressional investigation on this? Because the the quid pro quo, if we're going to do connect the dots here on wrongdoing, that one smells to high heaven. And I don't know why we don't know more about it.
Right, right. And it's, I guess we actually import uranium into the United States. We are not an exporter. We are an importer. And why would we do this? It just don't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. You're absolutely right, Frank. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm sorry to get off subject, kind of, but...
No, you're not off subject. That's why we say it's what's on your mind, and it's... We're actually due to dig into that, too, a little bit. It's been a while, so...
Okay. Thanks for your program.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call. Texter says, those people are what Schumer is protecting. Wonderful. This bomber was brought in through the family visa program. It's chain migration is what it is. So if I'm here, I've been vetted. Anybody in my family chain comes in by going to a website. This was this guy in New York City. That's how he got here. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Sad, really. Another texter, the Democrats play this perfectly so they can try to get at Donald Trump. They sacrificed Al Franken and Conyers to pretend that they've done the right thing. That's the only reason they did this. And the last thing they did was they still secured those two seats for those senators. No one loses on their side. That's definitely the game going on here. No question about it. Meanwhile, no due process. So that's why there's no reason to celebrate at all. Mac in Grand Forks says, Roy Moore served 35 to 40 years in the public. He had a high-profile runoff election against another Republican, no allegations, until he has a strong possibility of winning. The Democrats and the Republican swampers are terrified of Roy Moore. There's zero proof of validity to any of the allegations against Judge Moore. Mac in Grand Forks. Thank you, Mac. I agree. Rory says, Scott, I'd like to know why they took the trucker existence away. I'm one of many that are still buying hay and trying to move it. During the program, couldn't get anybody to haul. Program gone, trucks are freed up and have no help to pay on trucking, says Rory. All right, I think a few parts of that message are misfiring, but I get the gist of it. And my understanding, there was an exemption for ag, by the way, on some of those truck things you're talking about. So looks like we got a little digging to do on that front as well. All right, Governor Doug Burgum, when we come back on What's On Your Mind, takes your calls. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.